Well, United States Senator Gary Peters, chairman of the Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee, in the news a lot with some good programs. Senator, it's always a pleasure. Welcome back to the show.
Well, Paul W., always great to be with you. Thank you so much.
You are taking a tour, or took a tour. Yesterday you took the tour of Shepherd Park and Oak Park, one of the many places affected by flooding. And I know you have a thought or two on that. And in fact, had your bipartisan Safeguarding Tomorrow Through Ongoing Risk Mitigation, or STORM Act, which was signed into law earlier this year to create a new program that could be used by local communities in our great state of Michigan, and for that matter across the nation, to carry out mitigation projects that reduce natural disaster risk, including extreme flooding. How did you know?
Well, Paul, you know, we've seen the storms. With climate change, we see storms that are hitting us with more frequency and more intensity. We certainly see that here in Michigan on a regular basis. We have floods. In fact, with the mayor of Oak Park, Mayor McClellan, yesterday, you know, she's saying we're having 100-year storms every few years.
And yeah,
we have older communities that get hit with those big storms that just simply overwhelms the infrastructure, causes great damage. And we know that what we need to do is improve that infrastructure, make it more resilient, and it ends up saving a ton of taxpayer money. In fact, it's estimated every dollar you put into a stronger, more resilient piece of infrastructure, you end up saving $6 to the taxpayers. And it's really quite simple. If you build something to withstand a storm, it's a whole lot cheaper than trying to fix the pieces if it gets overrun and there's massive damage and you've got to clean up the mess and rebuild. That's very expensive. So it makes sense to put this money in up front as opposed to later.
Well, I know, too, that you're working hard to get that funding that we can use here in Michigan to improve our infrastructure that's been long ignored. And there's all kinds of information out there. Yeah, the roads flood, but it's not because of the pumps not working. Blah, 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 blah. Here's what the average person wants. We want roads that don't flood when it rains, and we want basements that don't flood when it rains. Pretty simple request.
It is. It's pretty straightforward, and it can be done. We just have to update our infrastructure to understand the world is changing, climate's changing over time, and it's old. You know, as the mayor talked about yesterday, some of the infrastructure in Oak Park is 60, 70 or more years old. It needs to be updated to do that. We've got to provide the resources, and we can't. And if you look at some of the real old infrastructure we have around the state, I was up in the Sioux Locks. The pumps up in the Sioux Locks were built in the early 1900s. It makes you know, no sense that we're living on investments that our parents and grandparents made. We need to make those investments. So the STORM Act that I had signed into law, and now we've funded through the Senate, we're waiting to have the House fund it, would create a revolving fund, low interest loans to local communities that they can use to update their infrastructure. It's going to be a revolving fund, so when those communities pay it back, then that money is available for other communities to do the same thing, and we can begin this process of making sure our infrastructure is resilient to the storms that we're getting with greater frequency and greater intensity. And the STORM Act is certainly going to help us here in Michigan with flooding, but it's also going to be important for communities that are getting hit by hurricanes. And you know, if you look at New Orleans, the fact that we had that horrible storm that overran the levees in New Orleans, it caused massive damage. And what they did is they rebuilt it, the levees, to higher standards, and they were able to weather this most recent hurricane. That's the kind of thinking that we have to put forward right now.
I need to ask you, United States Senator Gary Peters with us, chairman of the Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee, how do you feel? Because I don't feel good about this, but how do you feel about what, in a sense, is happening right now? As we speak, the Taliban is choosing who to send to America. That doesn't make me feel very good to have terrorists sending people back to America, giving their blessing, letting planes leave. We don't know who's on all those planes.
Well, we have to make sure we know who's on those planes. Clearly, there are folks who helped us over the 20 years of war that we want to make sure those folks have a safe place to go. But others need to be vetted. We need to make sure that we're vetting folks as to who they are, what their background is. In fact, I had this very discussion with Director Ray just yesterday, who's the director of the FBI. The FBI is working closely with the Department of Homeland Security, put forward the vetting process to make sure we're screening people. I'm likely to have more to say about that in the days ahead as we continue to make sure that the vetting process is in place, that we have folks who are not going to be a risk to us by coming into this country. But bear in mind, many of the folks who are coming are people who definitely put their lives on the line by helping the United States over those years, and we want to help those folks.
No doubt, but I appreciate that you're keeping an eye on the others.
Absolutely.
That is important to us. And with that thought in mind, and terrorism seemingly getting a foothold now because of what we did incorrectly in our departure from Afghanistan, give me some of your thoughts on what's coming up this Saturday, the 20th anniversary of 9/11.
Hopefully that we will all come together as a country and pay our due respect to those folks who lost their lives, particularly our first responders, who showed just incredible bravery on that day to rush into that building in order to try to save people as a result of or after that horrible terrorist attack. This is a solemn day to remember that out of the ashes and out of the ashes of 9/11, this country is very resilient. Talking about resiliency as we started this conversation, we're a tough country. We're a tough people. And we have to remember those times when we were under attack and know that we came together to push back to make sure that a tragedy like that did not occur again in the last 20 years. We've been able to defend against that.
You're absolutely right. Well put, Senator Peters. Quick couple of notes. The suicide hotline, the calls are up. We know we've had a problem with veteran suicides for a long time. There's even an uptick now with the supposed end of this 20-year-long war in Afghanistan. Quick thought.
It is. We have seen a real spike in suicides of our veterans. It is a horrible problem that we're dealing with. We have far too many veteran suicides each and every day, even outside of the recent events. But we have to be vigilant and make sure veterans know that there is help available, and they need to seek that help, and they will get that help.
Appreciate it. What do you think? We got to go, but what do you think the president's going to say? He's scheduled to say it at 5 o'clock, a six-pronged, six-step program to deal with the COVID-19.
I don't have any advance notice of that, so I'm not sure what he will say, but I'm sure he will continue to focus on the need for people to get vaccines and just how important that is. But the only way we are able to stop these new variants from springing up, and they will keep springing up as long as people are getting sick, is that we have to have more vaccines out. People need to be inoculated. It also protects folks from going to the hospital. We know it has a significant impact on making sure that people, when they go to the hospital, they aren't on ventilators and don't die. It saves lives, but it's also about protecting the entire community.
Absolutely.
Taking a vaccine protects the entire community.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Senator. Appreciate it. Got to go. United States Senator Gary Peters.